to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. How you doing today? It's a wonderful Monday, isn't it? And who doesn't want to go on a magic carpet ride? I do. I love them. What the hell? Doesn't fantasy beat the hell out of reality? Boy, it sure does. Especially the reality we've been living in. Because we've kind of been living in that whole Matrix reality, haven't we? For those of you who've seen that movie, and if you haven't, listen. You really have to, because like some of us took the red pill and some of us took the blue pill. And I am telling you, reality ain't what you thought it was all these years, your entire life. You thought it was one thing. Well, guess what, kids? It's entirely different. And who knew, huh? Who had any idea that they'd been pulling the wool over our eyes right from the get-go? Boy, I'm telling you, it is a real shockeroo, isn't it? So I thought, you know, I got to play that song because let's do it. What are the words on that magic carpet ride? The name of that song, Fantasy Will Set You Free. Boy, it sure does, doesn't it? It really does. It does beat the hell out of reality every time. And I have another great guest lined up today that I'm going to bring on after the guest. And he knows all about the reality of the red pill versus the blue pill. And so for the next couple of minutes, I'm going to just keep talking about the fantasy a little bit. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking about Herman Cain's 999 jobs game plan. His plan to correct the nation is called 999, right? Well, it kind of reminded me, for those of you who are fans of WWE World Wrestling, well, Rey Mysterio, one of the wrestlers, does a little move he calls the 619. So I was thinking, well, you know what? Maybe we're going to get like a little 619 action, a couple of feet right in the teeth when we get this 999 stuff. If Herman Cain was to become the next president of the United States, who knows? It could be the 724. It could be the 316. You don't know. Numbers, numbers, numbers. You just don't know what the numbers mean. But listen, I know what that music means, and it means I'm going to break. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in three, and then I'll bring my guest on. So hang in there, everybody. We're going on a magic carpet ride.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in today, the call-in number to do that is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in touch with us at Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on the web at republicbroadcasting.org. You can get in contact with us using the phone and dialing the number 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can send us a letter via the U.S. Postal Service, the Pony Express, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around Texas, especially at our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as everywhere else in Texas and every other state and around the world. Hello, everybody who is smart enough, and there are lots of you who are tuning into the truth because we are redistributors of the truth. Now, I want to mention one other thing, then I'm going to bring my guest on. And I wanted to talk about the fantasy that we're in, this magic carpet ride we're in. Well, the latest free trade agreement, the three free trade deals that were passed last week, and oh, they're just wonderful, scrumptious things. Lots of those jobs going to be saved or created, I bet, with this. You know, just like the other ones they claim were saved or created. Well, anyway, this latest deal is with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. And so guess what, kids? Can you hear that sucking sound? Can you hear that sucking sound of more jobs being sucked out of America into these other nations? But, oh, it's just such a wonderful thing, they tell us, don't they? Oh, and there was bipartisanship, too. That's even better. Aren't you glad they just get along and they join hands and sing Kumbaya? It's just so good for all of us. So let me talk about who my guest is this morning. My guest is Fred Hodgeboom, and he is the president of a group called Montanans for Multiple Use. And Fred's been in the fight against the assault on property rights in our nation for a very, very long time. And I actually had called Fred and talked to him for the first time several months ago. I don't even know how I stumbled upon his website, but I thought I got to talk to this man because they have been focusing on fighting for the right of American citizens to be able to use our lands. And, of course, you know, I have most of the people on my show are talking about aspects of United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development, and, of course, obviously this is no different. And I want to welcome Fred Hodgeboom to my show this morning. Fred, thanks for joining me. I truly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Maggie.
Well, let's talk about how you got involved in this whole land fight in the beginning. Fred, what was going on up in Montana that made you get involved in this fight?
Well, I spent 32 years as a career with the U.S. Forest Service. As a forester, I ended my career as a land use planner, where we developed the long-term land use plan for the Flathead National Forest. I retired in 1994, and at that time, the Forest Service was changing dramatically because President Clinton appointed the first political appointee of the U.S. Forest Service, where they've always risen through the civil service ranks before. Clinton was the first president to actually appoint the chief of the Forest Service.
Okay.
And so that was the turning point of what I call the Forest Service going to the dark side. It was all downhill from there. As you probably know, the national forests are no longer being managed for timber production. They're just allowed, in fact, they're destroying the road systems that allow management, and the forests are just allowed to die and burn. And this is a cost that we just cannot afford, either environmentally or economically.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why I got involved. We were the only local organization that opposed the preservation organizations.
And their version of preservation is denying humans the right to use it, ultimately. I mean, I don't think they don't typically approach it from that angle. Well, guess what? You'll never get to step foot on this land again. They always seem to use some guys, or it's the animals, or, you know, some other type of excuse they make to deny you the right to be able to walk on the lands, drive on the lands, do anything you want on these so-called public lands that really aren't very public anymore, are they, Fred?
That's for sure. We just published a map of the Flathead Forest showing the number of miles of road that were still open for use and the miles of trail that were still open for motorized use. We're practically, you know, the average person has been excluded from the forest just for recreational access because not very many people who are struggling to raise a family, pay their taxes, have the time to hike, you know, 8-10 miles into their favorite fishing hole or a place to go skiing or whatever.
Yeah.
They need motorized access, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Person
I do.
Doesn't have the time.
No, no. Well, how long would it take the average person carrying some gear to just go fishing? A tackle box and a fishing rod and maybe a lunch and maybe a jug of water so you'd have something to drink while you were out there? You know, how many people have the ability to be able to walk 8 or 10 miles? How many hours would it take you to get there?
Well, there's not very many. And if you examine the map, you'll see that especially the roads and trails in the mountainous, the high country, the alpine areas, are the ones that have been closed to motorized use.
Where can they get this map? Can they get it on the Montana Multiple Use website, the mtmultipleuse.org website? Can they get it there, Fred?
No, we haven't got it posted there yet, but we will. And,
okay.
You can get the map. I can email it to people.
Well, why don't you do this if you want to, unless you wanted to email people as well. But if you email it to me, Fred, I will put it up on my website under the tab entitled Podcast for today's show. I'll link it up there, as well as I'm going to link to your website for Montanans for Multiple Use. And, you know, they can take a look at that. You know, when you and I first spoke, Fred, I think we talked for about an hour and a half or 2 hours that day about different things that had happened to Montana. You know, I referenced this free trade agreement, which of course is a big lie. It's not free. We know that. But I referenced that this morning because when you and I initially spoke, you had mentioned all of the jobs that were lost and the people who were trying to fight and then they just ran out of money and went out of business. Talk about that, if you would, please, Fred. All of the people who got involved in this fight and were trying to fight and now they're just gone.
Well, we're in northwest Montana, probably typical of most of the counties in the west, where 50% or more of the county is federal land, especially U.S. Forest Service National Forest land. And so since the Forest Service began their initiation of the Agenda 21 resource takeover, no timber harvest has been significant. And so all the revenues that used to come in for not only jobs, property owners, taxes, business equipment taxes, and everything else is gone. But those people had to move, you know, retrain, go somewhere else. Now, you know, we're somewhat fortunate here in Flathead County that we had some large resource management companies that owned a lot of land, Plum Creek Timber Company. So they're still operating. But Lincoln County, who is just to the west of us, I mean, they lost all their sawmills, is one of the most productive forests in the United States.
Wow.
And now it's really a welfare county. There's no jobs. It's really sickening. And, you know, it's not just, you know, our forest or, you know, the Kootenai National Forest. It's every national forest in the United States. They're making the same kind of decisions. They're destroying the road systems. They're not managing the timber. They're letting the forest burn at the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars in direct economic cost as well as the environmental costs. So it's been a huge economic blow to the entire western United States for the U.S. Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, to shift away from the basic reasons that national forests were established.
Right. Hang on, Fred. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We shall return.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443. The number is the same today and every day, 800-313-9443. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on my website. You are more than welcome to send me an email and tell me what you want to say. I don't care. You're allowed to say anything you want. I'm all about free speech. I don't care. Whatever it is, you can say it as far as I'm concerned. My guest this morning is Fred Hodgeboom. He is the president of Montanans for Multiple Use, and their website is mtmultipleuse.org. The letters mntmultipleuse.org. And Fred, when we went to break, you were talking about, you know, they just destroyed the roads, allow the forest to burn. What is it, Lincoln County, I believe you mentioned, was essentially now a welfare county because there is no work for anybody. And it isn't because the people don't want to work. There's no work to be had.
Yeah, Montana has the lowest average annual wage per job. Almost of any state. We might be tied with South Dakota, but at any rate, we're down there below, you know, Mississippi, below all the poorest states in the United States.
Yeah.
Well, Lincoln County not only is way below the state average, and so it's really kind of the dog patch of the USA now, and it used to be one of the wealthiest counties in the state of Montana because of the industry and good-paying jobs that they had. Now they essentially are on government handouts. So it's been a real shame, and you know, I don't understand how people in that kind of a situation continue to vote for some of these people that promote that the government welfare system.
Well, you know,
the people
honestly,
they elect are actually promoting this.
Yeah, I know it. I know it because people don't pay any attention. Bread and circuses, that whole routine is going on. And, you know, I referenced, and I have nothing against people making a buck at all, but people are more preoccupied with football, and they're more preoccupied with baseball, and they're more preoccupied with, you know, Two and a Half Men and those different sitcoms and that stuff than they are what truly is affecting their ability to feed themselves. That's the problem, Fred. People are just, they're all on a magic carpet ride somewhere. They think that, you know, they're going to be taken care of, and they just are ignoring what's right in front of their face. They're ignoring it because reality bites, and so it's much easier to pretend what you're seeing isn't happening than it is to deal with it. That's what I think, Fred. I really do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But that's my opinion.
I fully agree with you, and when you see the younger generation, that the only thing they know is that little screen in front of them with, you know, their texting keys and so on. They have, I think they've lost or will lose any contact with reality. They live in a dream world.
Yeah.
And the problems that I've been talking about out here in the West, the problem is our situation isn't even on the radar screen of most people in the United States, like you're talking about. They're all, you know, into their little gadgets and so on, and they don't even realize what is happening to the productive base that made this country great.
Well, you know, here's the perfect example. The Steve Jobs, who created Apple, he died, but all of these kids who are and young people who are protesting on Wall Street and around the country and that, they've all got corporate devices, those little devices and gadgets in their hands. They've all got the iPhone and the iPad and the whatever they're called, and they're all railing against business, and yet they're all benefiting from the fact that that ingenuity existed and created a device that they wanted to have. They just don't get it. They just don't get it, Fred, and they have no idea that you can't have these little things if you don't have people working, and you can't have people, you can't have a house if you can't cut the trees down to have the timber to build that house. You can live in an igloo, I suppose, but that isn't what I want to do.
You can't have an iPad or a cell phone or any of these gadgets unless you mine, you know? All those minerals and precious metals and everything else that are used in these things come from the ground.
Yeah, and they don't know.
And they've been trying to establish a paying copper, silver mine down there south of Libby, Montana, for 20 years. It's a huge ore body. It's very well defined. And the Forest Service is in their endless do loop of environmental assessments and environmental assessments, one after the other, in conjunction with the court suits. And so that's another thing that happened under Bill Clinton, was that he politicized the courts in the United States. He swept out
Fred, hold that thought. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang on to that thought, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there, because we're going on a magic carpet ride. It's going to be fun, kids. Don't change the dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Radden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And you can find us, Republic Broadcasting Network, on Facebook. And I'm on Facebook, too. What am I called on there? Unsolicited Opinion, I think it is. And I'm on Twitter, as is Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting is RBN Live. And I am, what am I? Boy, I'll tell you, the mind's the first thing to go. Maggie_in_USA. That's what I'm called on Twitter. So for all you Twitter fans, tweet me. Anyway, I am talking this morning with Fred Hodgeboom, and he is the president from a group called Montanans for Multiple Use, and their website is MT for Montana, multipleuse.org, mtmultipleuse.org. I'll link to Fred's website. And I was distracted here momentarily, so I lost my train of thought. I'll link to Fred's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. You know, you started to talk about lawsuits, and you had mentioned something else, and I wasn't quite sure what you had said. Fred, before we went to break, did you say do-loop? Is that what you said, do-loop?
Well, a do-loop of endless environmental assessments.
Okay, okay. Is that an acronym?
So administratively, the Forest Service is blocking, development of mineral exploration and development and the jobs that go with those. Right now, it's been going on, and I mentioned how Clinton politicized the Forest Service by appointing environmentalist chief, and the Bush administration came in, never changed any of those appointments that was made by Clinton and Gore. And Gore was probably the leader in selecting some of those people, but he never did clean house. We still have them. The national forests are in the worst shape they've ever been in. And then I mentioned how Clinton politicized the courts. He fired a lot of the you know, good judges and appointed his political appointee judges, and I can give you an example right here in the Flathead National Forest, because as soon as we issued the long-term plan for the Flathead National Forest in January of 1986,
okay,
there was, of course, huge lawsuits by the Sierra Club, Audubon Society, Defenders of Wildlife, and others. Big lawsuits.
Okay.
Well, okay, we had a good federal judge here, Charles Lovell, who heard all the arguments, and I have to say, the environmentalists dreamed up most of their arguments that they did present. They were just pure fiction. Well, they couldn't prove to Judge Lovell merits on a single point in their lawsuit. So we won in district court every point, and Judge Lovell even awarded the Flathead National Forest court costs. Well, the costs only amounted to like $1,500, charging 10 cents a page for the administrative record. That's all that we could charge them for because of the Equal Access to Justice Act.
Well, how come, let me ask you a question, because I was just trying to find that that name. I couldn't remember the Equal Access to Justice Act. How come that's all you could charge them, but how come they have attorneys that, so I'm under the understanding, now maybe I'm entirely wrong, but how come they have attorneys who are billing like $400 or $500 an hour on their end, but...
That's the misnomer in the act. There is no equal access to justice. The whole thing is tailored for these nonprofit organizations to file lawsuits willy-nilly with no adverse effects to them, and the fact that they cost the government, you know, maybe a couple of $1 million in a lawsuit.
I have a figure on how much they cost the government, and it's a lot more than that. Let me say...
Yeah, that's just this one lawsuit. Nationwide. Right?
Yeah, the U.S. Forest Service between 2003 and 2005 paid out over $1 billion, billion, dollars under this Equal Access to Justice Act crap that they created. It's just so nonsensical. But, you know, I was thinking about it when we were on the break, Fred, and I was thinking about this madness, and it is pure madness that's transpiring around us. But I was thinking about, you know, I grew up around near, not far from Niagara Falls, and by the falls, right as you get closer to the edge, there's all kinds of signs there and telephones for people, don't jump, because the water is so mesmerizing. The rushing water and the sounds and that, the cacophony of sound, it's just so mesmerizing to people. And they're sucked in, even though the danger is so clear. They are sucked in. They're drawn into it. They can't seem to help themselves. And sometimes I think, I use that as an analogy, Fred, sometimes I think that isn't what's taking place here with us in America. We're like drawn to the falls. We're like going over the falls, not bothering to pay any attention at all to the danger that lies ahead.
Well, you know, I believe these laws that put us in this situation, and there's multiple of them, you know, not just the Equal Access to Justice, but the Endangered Species Act, the Environmental Policy Act, All these things were actually, I think, engineered to give these nonprofit corporations the power to regulate public lands and public matters. It's just unbelievable. They have, you know, like I say, no risk. And, of course, our lawsuit, after we won at district level, it was appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. And of course, that didn't even happen until after I retired.
Yeah.
Well, the judges there, a three-judge panel, found, now out of all of the points that were raised in this litigation, the one point that they overturned us on was the finding by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Forest Service biologists that the grizzly bear was not threatened by our forest plan. Now, you talk about arbitrary, capricious, a judge substituting his judgment in place of the experts.
Yeah, for facts.
That were mandated to write these biological opinions and so on by the Endangered Species Act. Here, a judge overrules all the people, thousands of hours of analysis that went into that.
Yeah.
And so that's how bad our court system is.
Yeah, it really isn't. We don't have judges who apply the law, apply constitutional laws. So many laws that are written are totally unconstitutional. Therefore, they are really invalid.
Yeah.
But they just make up the laws on a whim based upon, well, in my opinion, who's greased their palm the most. But they're not interested in applying the law and being wearing that blindfold as justice should wear. They're just making laws. They're legislating from the bench. It's just our system in this country is collapsing under the weight of corruption, Fred. That's what we're seeing transpire, and it's such a sad thing because for those of us who recognize what's happening, you feel helpless to prevent it. You truly do. You feel helpless to be able to do anything other than speak out. You don't know what to do because it seems like so many of our voices fall on deaf ears.
Well, yeah, and like I say, most people, they don't realize the extent to which our government systems, both executive, judicial, and as we've seen in this last Congress itself, has become so corrupt, you know, that they don't represent people's needs anymore. They represent big power, big money, and, you know, getting back to judges, the judge level retired, and another judge was appointed to replace him, Judge Malloy. I don't know if you've recognize that name, but
is that the judge who was murdered?
No, Judge Malloy here in Northwest Montana. He gets all of the environmental cases. Now, you may be aware of the controversy over the, you know, importing wolves from Canada and releasing.
Yes. Yes.
How they spread throughout northwestern United States, killing off the elk herds and lots of cattle and pets and everything else. That judge, he got every case on the wolf. Now, I don't understand how in a court, a district court, one judge gets all the environmental cases.
Yeah, I did read something about him. I don't know if somebody emailed something about Judge Malloy to me, Fred, or I don't know where, but his name was familiar. I was thinking he was that judge in Arizona who had been murdered I've heard of this guy, and I had read that, too, or saw that. Yeah.
And if you look at his record, he rules in favor of the environmental plaintiff almost every time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be 95%.
Yeah.
They've got to really have a big flaw in their case to lose in front of Judge Lovell. Or Judge Malloy.
Judge Malloy, yeah.
And so he has kept, you know, this wolf population expanding through the decisions he's made on these wolves.
Well, talk about that a little bit, if you would, too, as well, Fred, because I actually haven't had anybody on who talked about what's going on with the wolves for people listening who don't realize what's happening, and they're reintroducing this carnivore into Montana and other areas out in the West, and with no natural predator other than a human with a gun to keep it in check. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't even realize that, Fred, that that's happening either.
Well, it has happened, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, along with the cooperation of the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, developed a plan and executed it to capture these wolves up in Canada. I don't know if they're an Arctic strain or something, but definitely it's a genetic strain that is different from the ones that used to inhabit Montana.
Okay.
They're a lot bigger wolf, over 100 pounds on the average. And they translocated these wolves to Yellowstone National Park and let them out there. And I forget the exact year, but it was, I don't know, back around 2000.
Okay.
Five or so. And so these wolves have been multiplying, totally protected by the federal government. Anybody tries to kill one of these wolves, there's a huge fine involved. They really go after you under the Endangered Species Act. Well, those wolves have spread really all over western Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and now they're into Washington and Oregon. And as you say, they're really kind of the top of the predator. They don't have very many enemies. And an average litter, you know, is like anywhere from 6 to 10 pups.
Yeah.
Per breeding pair. Well, good grief. The reproduction rate of these things is such that when there's no real checks on them, they just explode.
Yeah.
Essentially kill off their prey base. And that's what's happened in around Yellowstone National Park, is that the wolves have decimated the elk herds down there, where we used to have special hunts to thin the herd down during the winter.
Right.
Like 2,000 permits a year, and now we have zero. That's how serious the depredations have been.
Yeah.
And it's happened clear over here in the Bitterroot, just south of Missoula, where the elk herds have just been practically eliminated. And, you know, the cattlemen are losing their livestock. People are losing their pets. These wolves carry all kinds of horrendous diseases. They're just totally unchecked. Well, the latest fight over the wolf was in the courts, and Judge Malloy said he would have ruled for the environmentalists, except that there was a previous case that bound him to uphold the hunt established, the delisting by the Congress passed a delisting of the wolf in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. Well,
delisting as an endangered species, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Under that delisting, they've now established this year, right now, a quota of like 260 wolves in Montana. I mean, Maggie, this will not even make a dent in the amount of pups that were produced this year, let alone control the depredations and expansion of the wolf population.
Yeah, no, it's not going to. So, it's not going to do anything. It's a drop in the bucket.
The whole thing is a joke. You know, it's. I believe part of Agenda 21.
It is.
It's just one more niche out of our freedom that the federal government has initiated on us through the Endangered Species Act.
Yeah.
So we could rave on and on about the Endangered Species Act, but
hold on, Fred. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Fred Hodgeboom. Don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call in the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443. If you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in touch with us, Republic Broadcasting Network, at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. Listen. The only way you're going to keep the truth on the air, because the big boys aren't supporting the redistributors of the truth. You're not hearing General Electric isn't advertising here in RBN because we tell the truth, and they don't want the truth to get out there. So you need to support this network Listen, you can always send a donation. You can go to the website and donate a few dollars that way, republicbroadcasting.org. You can send a check via snail mail to 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call us. You can advertise your business or service. Listen, you need to do that. You need to stand up now and be counted, or you are going over Niagara Falls, and there's a lot of rocks on the bottom. People usually drown. You know, they don't usually survive that trip, that ride on the Redding. They aren't passing go, and they aren't collecting $200, okay? That's only when you're on that magic carpet ride I was talking about in the beginning of the show today, okay? That's the only place that stuff ever happens. In reality, we're all going over the falls. So my guest this morning is Fred Hodgebaum. He is the president for Montanans for Multiple Use. Their website is mtmultipleuse.org. That is the letter M and T, multipleuse.org. So when we went to break, Fred, you were talking about the wolves, and it is part of UN Agenda 21 because their goal is to drive us off their our land. And so the way to do that is to make you so frightened. If you've got a little kid and you're a rancher, you've got little kids out there, you're going to let them play outside on your ranch where you would have normally allowed them to play and not thought twice about it, but now you're going to be frightened that a pack of wolves, they run in packs. A pack of wolves isn't going to come and snatch your little child and eat them. I mean, that's reality. They go. I know Clarice Ryan had sent me an email about a horse. A horse. Now, a horse is a big animal. A horse that was taken down by wolves. So, I mean, that's a reality.
Yep. The reality is that these wolves are dominating the ecosystem out here in terms of not only the wild animals, like the deer and the elk, but also domestic animals. And what's really eye-opening to me, and I think maybe a lot of people don't realize, that just the presence of these packs of wolves out on the range terrorize the cattle. I mean, these cattle are like post-traumatic stress. You know, they don't graze properly. They stay in bunches. They herd up near the ranch house, and so there's a lot of animal behavior there that is affected. Reproductive rates, all these kind of things that the average person don't realize what the rancher is facing out here. When he has to not only try to defend his animals from direct attack and ripping the guts out of their animals, but also the effect that it has on the animals just when they can smell a wolf or they know there's one out, it just traumatizes the animals.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine it would. And, you know, it's funny, Fred, I never thought about that, but I know we had a off-air caller wanted you to continue talking about how the wolves would be, how that would be part of UN Agenda 21. But we've got to go to a quick 60-second break, Fred. So let's take this break real quickly because we don't have a choice and we need to pay the bills. We'll be back in 60 seconds, and then we'll continue to talk about what the wolves and how they are part of UN Agenda 21 to drive people off their land and their impact on humans and animals. We'll return, everybody.
The next round.